November 18, 1913, when the human will and the divine will are opposed, one forms the cross of the other. I was thinking about my pure state, and how even the cross has been banished to me. In my interior, Jesus told me, "My daughter, when two wills are opposed to each other, one forms the cross of the other." So it is between me and the creatures, when their wills are opposed to mine, I form their cross and they form mine. I am the long bar of the cross, while they are the short one, and crossing each other, they form the cross. Now, when the will of the soul unites with mine, the bars remain no longer crossed, but united. Therefore, the cross is no longer a cross. Have you understood? Furthermore, I sanctified the cross. It was not the cross that sanctified me. The cross does not sanctify. Rather, the resignation to my will sanctifies the cross. Therefore, even the cross can do good as long as it is connected with my will. Not only this. The cross sanctifies and crucifies part of the person, while my will does not spare anything. It sanctifies everything, crucifying thoughts, desires, will, affections, heart, everything. Being light, my will shows to the soul the necessity of this sanctification and complete crucifixion, in such a way that she, herself, incites me to accomplish the crafting of my will upon her. Therefore, the cross and the other virtues are content as long as they get something, and if they can pierce the creature with three nails, they celebrate triumphantly. Instead, my will, which does not know how to do incomplete works, is not happy with just three nails, but with as many nails for as many acts of my will which I dispose for the creature.